In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall live also together with Christ. Anything less would be downgrading for our children of the Church. Since the day of our baptism, we are in this world, but not from this world. The baptismal water washed our souls and freed us from the ties of this world. By world, we understand the world already judged and condemned by the Lord, not the creation to be renewed. The creation to be renewed are first the souls who welcome the divine grace. We see in the Holy Gospels the contrast in the attitude of the Lord, how he is patient and merciful with his audience, and how he dislikes the vain thoughts of the world. Among them, the reasoning of the Pharisees that prioritize one's own spiritual contentment rather than God's will, or the vanities that consist in seeking first the first place in society more than aiming heaven. In last week's Gospel, we heard that our justice must exceed the justice of the Pharisees, not only in our external actions, but also in our desires and thoughts. Such a perfect justice is to live with Christ. Here, Christ is the model and the cause, since we need his divine grace. The ideal is real and demanding. Thankfully, we experience satisfaction in being free from the weakness and wickedness of this world. If we experience also the difficulty of this path, let us consider that as a grace that prevents us from presumption. To live with Christ is to live in his grace through our prayer life and sacraments. In prayer life, two key words: faithfulness and consistency. Prayer is the breath of the soul, and family prayer is the breath of the family. Let us look at the seven loaves of today's Gospel as the seven sacraments and seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. God is not cheap. The divine gift suffices for all our spiritual needs, as we are all represented in this number of 4,000 people benefiting this miracle. The seven gifts of the Holy Ghost can be considered as seven ambassadors to the main Christian virtues in our soul. I let you enter the doctrine of the seven gifts to understand more and more how the divine Paraclete, the gift of God the Father and God the Son, enlightens our mind and strengthen our wills. The loving fear of the Lord is the first step to despise the threats and the ambush against our souls. Fortitude strengthens our souls. Piety places us in holy confidence. Through the gift of counsel, we receive the best advices for the decision that affects our spiritual life and our state of life. Knowledge to see things in God's light, understanding to teach us spiritual truth, and wisdom to unite us with God, finish the work, and make us Christ-like, which is the essence of the Christian life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.